All right, everyone. Long time no see. Sorry, it's been rough. I've been kind of fucking around with a console and just spending way too much time doing that. And I ended up fucking up my sleep schedule, and I got to get back to that. So we're going to do about an hour of Leap of Faith. And then hopefully we'll get back to doing regular content. I just screwed myself up a little bit, but we'll be good. All right. Well, maybe not an hour, but we'll do a little bit of Leap of Faith, and I promise to bring it back eventually. I mean, it's a thing I want to continue doing, but we got so many other ones. Okay, this is the spot we agreed to meet. Why am I nervous? I just spoke to her inside. And I'm right on time, 2 minutes early, just as I should be. Breath is acceptable. Thankfully, if I were to eat more mints now, I'd smell like a dentist's office. Hopefully the deodorant is holding up in the warm weather. Ah, sniffs. There you are. You look amazing. Why, thank you, lots, fine gentlemen. Okay. You look quite smashing yourself. Surely you jest, m'lady. I didn't bring any clothing worthy of a date with a star, but your flattery is appreciated. Let's get this show on the road. So where are we going? I could tell you that, but then I'd have to kill you. Big secret, eh? Remember, you have to clear it with Kevin for security. Yes, we should all be good. I've got him on speed dial. It can get rough sometimes. We should be fine. I've got something nice planned out. I should probably say that, or probably not say anything. Yes, I know that this is your hometown and you've probably seen most places already. I just hope we can sit down and have a good time together. If we run into some crazy autograph hunters, I'll just flash my butt to them. Oh no, please don't, anything but that. See? I'm imagining the headlines right now. And here we are. All right. Impressive, eh? I see you're pulling all the strings for this date. Worthy of a star. And you can open your eyes. This better be good. Oh, it's a Japanese restaurant. Well, I heard you like sushi. It's so cool, just like the restaurants in Japan. Even got the cute seats on the floor. So you like it? I love it. Phew, I was sure you'd been here before. This is just perfect. That's good to hear. I was a bit nervous for a while. Surely you've seen it all by now. Let's get comfortable. I'm hungry. Me too. The waiter's probably right around the corner. There she is. What can I get you today? Any assortment of makis and nigiris will do just fine. A dozen, please. That I can do. And to drink with that? A bottle of red wine to share will do. Oh, okay. We'll try that again. A bottle of red wine to share will do just fine. Nothing fancy. And you, Miss DeMonte, will you be having your regular? I'll just go with what the gentleman ordered today. That we can do. I'll be right back with your food. Should take no more than 5 minutes. So, regular, eh? Miss DeMonte? Or should I say, Miss Never Been Here Before? Oh, stop it. I didn't want to ruin your date location, okay? You know I love sushi and this is 5 minutes away from home. And I didn't use those words. I said it's perfect. Makes Lexi's voice. They even got the cute seats on the floor. So no girlfriend in your life right now? No girlfriend. Honestly, I haven't had time to look for any. I'm guessing you're popular with the girls. Not really, though I'm starting to wonder. I've been finding a lot of female friends lately. But I haven't really had a girlfriend in a long time. And how about you? As an artist, I'm guessing you have an exciting love life. Man, that sushi looks good. Mouthful. I just broke the 19th rule of dating. Never ask a girl about something before she puts a big piece of food in her mouth. Swallows. Not really. I don't think it's more exciting than others. And did you just take my picture with my mouth full? You look cute, okay? Ha. But yes, you tend to be a bit more careful about it. At least I am. That's it? You expected it to be something different? I'm not sure, to be honest. I always imagine that every artist or actor get together on the weekends for some wild sex party? No, not like that. But I kind of thought you'd go looking at certain places for your better half to be. Yeah, I tried that too. Didn't work, so I stopped looking and hoped somebody would fall into my lap at some point. Tell you what, let's put the past in the past and toast to a better future. I can certainly drink to that. And to the most beautiful eyes in showbiz. Cheers! Too cheeky? So far this trip has been amazing, but this date thing isn't really going the way I'd like. I'm sure she thinks it's okay, but I want Lexi to experience something more than just another sushi meal. All the flirting, and on the airplane, and that first night when I got here. I'm so full. I think I have to leave this last piece behind. I can help you with that. Oh please, yes, help me out here. There's always room for one more. I'm just so glad this isn't my first time around Chopsticks. Huh? Houston, we have a problem. Sushi down and you're kind of poking my... Oh shit, I'm sorry. It's fine, let me... No, I got this, let me... Fiddles. As I said, this isn't my first time around Chopsticks. Almost there. Shit. Fell down a bit further. You don't say. Don't worry, I can reach it. Almost there. If I can get just right in there and get a good grip, we should be fine. There we go. My hero. Thank you very much for the date. It's been wonderful. Nah, you know what? No, it hasn't. As far as dates go, this has probably been the most boring one I've been able to attend. But, I know you're a huge star and all that, and we have to follow the rules to keep you safe and out of danger. But I'd very much like to take you out, walk around the city, just like a normal boy and girl enjoying themselves. I would love that too, but you don't know how it is. If I set my foot out there, we're going to be surrounded in 2 minutes. And it's going to be very little us and very many others. You're lucky I'm a man of many resources then. You stay here for a bit and I'll be right back. What is he planning? This is odd. What did he mean by that? He doesn't know how it is. One person recognizes me, they all do. And then comes the autograph request. Then the hug this, the selfie that, sign this, butt cheek. Damn. But if it makes him happy, then let's do it. Crap, why am I nervous? Is the deodorant still working? And I'm back! Oh, that's awkward. And? Here you go. Huh? And what is this supposed to be? Your disguise. Put it on. If you don't put it on, I've wasted $3.99 and I'll have none of it. Perfect. And this is going to make me unrecognizable for everyone, right? They'll be looking at you thinking, Elvis? And then they'll see your cute butt and go, nah. Elvis, eh? No, cute butt. Now, come on. I'm not comfortable like this, you know. Yeah, isn't it great? You can lower your shoulders now. And now for the finishing touch. Voila! And now it's a date. Smooth hand on the shoulder move. I know, an ancient art passed down from father to son, father to son. Yeah, I think every man knows to do that. If you don't, you may not be a man. Like, that's just what you do with your woman when you're close and you're walking. You always take your... I've done that. You take your arm, you put it around her shoulder. That's your woman. That's how you let the world know. Hey, this one's mine. Get your own, damn it. I mean, back in the days of old, when people did that. I don't know what they do now. You haven't told me about your dad. It's a long story. But I approve. This is nice. You need to experience this, you know? Even though I bet it's nice to be a huge star and be treated like one. Don't forget to take the time to walk the streets at night without a worry in the world. Taking in the sounds, the smell, the people talking in the atmosphere. You know, being normal. So you're gonna teach me how to be normal now? Clearly. In other words, you don't think I'm normal, do you? Yeah, that's not what I meant. Uh-huh. I meant, uh-huh. It's hard to describe. Let me show you. I can't wait. Do you smell what I smell? Is my deodorant failing me? No, close your eyes and smell. And? Coffee, cakes, cookies, and cupcakes. Yes, I want some. Let's go buy some then. No, we can't. Look at that queue. People will recognize me. No, they won't. Do you see what they're looking at? Different stuff? No, they're looking at their phone. You could basically stand nude before them. They wouldn't even notice you. Facts! If you're sure. Yeah, come on. Born to drive me crazy, and we both know. Hush. What? Normal, remember? I sing when I'm nervous, okay? And it's normal to sing, right? Yes, it's quite normal to sing, but this is a small shop. We're in a queue, and... with your voice being so strong and recognizable, they'll notice you. Huh? And did I tell you I'm a bit impatient? Quickly, do something normal. I think the girl ahead is catching up. Pretend you're my wife. So, honey, I've been waiting this table for all day, and that fuckhead of a guy didn't even tip me. Like, at all. So how was your day, honey? Nah. And if this queue moves any slower than this, I'll bake the cupcakes myself. Seriously, we've been waiting for like... 2 minutes? Whatever. Finally, how may I help you? Do you have cupcakes? Sure. Which do you want? What do you have? Yeah, we have white ones, yellow ones, green, purple, blue... pink ones? Pink ones. Excellent. If you could just take 2 trays of the pink ones, 1 of the white ones, and 1 of the blue ones, and throw in a few loaves of that, ship it to my place at... Honey. Do you know that we can't spend our entire budget on cupcakes? Look at her frown. We'll just have 2 pink cupcakes. Do you think we have enough money in our budget to add coffee with those? Yes, honey, let's go wild today. Aw, thank you, baby boo. And 2 coffee with those cupcakes. What names do you want on the cups? Names? Yes, on the name. On the cups, rather. it's Grim and Leonard. Doe? Leonardo? My parents were weird. Grim and Leonardo. Gotcha. That'll be $9.99. I think they are. Yes. They are definitely having sex. There goes the dress. And the pants. No way. Holy shit, this guy's really packing. What? Look at the size of that thing. I can't see anything from here. Stupid glasses, everything is so dark. Are they eating? Well, he's about to eat something, all right. Let me have a look. No way, this is too juicy. It's just like porn tube. Move over! Poor woman, he's really going for it. Or maybe I should say lucky gal. Will you let me have a look? There we go. They are doing nothing at all, are they? Gotcha, you big asshole. You should have seen the look on your face. Well, isn't that nice? This is really nice. Yeah, it's a worthy ending to a good date. I'm not just talking about the view, you know. Like you told me earlier, it's about everything out here. The sounds, the smell, the atmosphere, holding you close. I know things have been happening so fast, but I really like you. And the more time I spend with you, the more I'm certain that I want to spend even more time with you. I know what you mean, and yes, I like you too. Honestly, it's much better now that you don't throw myself at you every single minute. Your words, but yes, this is more like the time I met you at Metro. Just a man and a woman. In love? In love. I knew it. It's you, Lexi. I thought I recognized you, but the glasses made me uncertain. Oh my God, can I get your autograph? Sure you can, sweetie. I'll be over here for a bit. The life of the rich and famous. Thank you so much. And can we do a selfie too? Sure thing, let's do one. Will I ever get used to this? Wow, this fan is really persistent. And from this angle. Me next, please. And me! Can you sign my butt cheek? Huh? Calm down, please, one at a time. Oh no. If you would all stop pushing, this would be so much better. I have to save her from this. Please, give me some room. Lexi? Huh? Run! What the? Hey! You forgot about me! And me! Run? Yeah, run! But my fans are gonna eat you alive. How's it looking back there? Holy shit, they're chasing us. Throw something at them. The cupcakes! We ate the cupcakes. Your panties! Not happening. Lexi, I know, the sunglasses. Oh, but I really like those sunglasses. You have to give them something or they'll catch up. If you say so, here goes. This is so much fun. You are crazy. Fun. Did the sunglasses help? Two of them stopped to fight over them. The rest are still chasing. I'll call Kevin. Kevin, we got a code red. Somebody threw an egg at Lexi? Okay, so I don't know the code colors, but we got an army of Lexinians chasing us. A code purple, then. Just keep running for a bit more. Whatever you do, do it fast. ETA 10 seconds, I'm on your 6. And here we are. Get in. You first, Lexi. You don't have to tell me twice. Wow, you got some crazy fans. I told you, didn't I? Hey, it worked fine till you took your sunglasses off. I'm gonna miss those glasses. Why? They came with a good story. I like that. And I have to agree to that. And they cost $3.99. Or maybe we could have spent it on cupcakes instead. At least we're alone now. Nobody can disturb us here. And I've really wanted to do something all night. You are so beautiful. And you. And you smell so good. Oh no, not now, not now. She's really tense. Please be silent. Farts. So, was that? Nope. I mean, it sounded like a D major. Oh my God. I swear, it's a hit. You are the worst. And can we open the window? My eyes are burning. Ah, yeah! This is life. I haven't had this much fun in years. I know, right? Now I'm gonna do what I've been waiting to do all night. And I don't care who sees it. Lay it on me, babe. I just need to go powder my nose. Why don't you get comfortable meanwhile? I've always wondered what it means to get comfortable. Do I lay down on the bed waiting or sit on it? Should I remove my clothes and how much of it? And what does powder my nose actually mean? I've always wondered that. Do they really powder the nose at all? You know what? I kind of want to look that up. What actually did that mean? Okay. Oh, this is interesting. The Victorians, known for their genteel verbal expressions, going so far as to call a chair leg a limb, for example, would have never referred to what actually happens in a bathroom. So powdering your nose was a socially acceptable way to excuse yourself from polite company. Okay. And powder rooms have been a long part of public buildings, a place to check your makeup and even revive yourself from being faint. Early powder rooms featured fainting couches. Really? Or conversing with other ladies away from the gentlemen, a trait that still happens today. Well, that's pretty fascinating. So there is such a thing as a powder room. And people would powder their nose and something like that. I think they did more than the nose, though. I think it wasn't just like, here's a little bit of powder I'm going to put on my nose. I think they powdered their faces and, you know, other parts of their body. People used to wear a lot of powder back in the day. That's what you don't understand. It's just people covered in powder. Women and their secrets. They even had powdered wigs. Think about that. I think the powdered wigs need to come back in style. I'd like to try to rock a powdered wig. Women and their secrets. Well, you could write a book on that. This is it, Lexi. The biggest performance you've ever done. 500,000 people on the Red Square in Moscow. Easy. Halftime, Super Bowl, piece of cake. Opening show of the Football World Cup. Eh? Oh, okay, yeah, that would be the soccer. Okay, but they call it football in other countries. A breeze. Which technically, it is football. You play it with your feet. I don't know why we have the handball. Let me be honest about football for a minute. Most of the game is played with your hands. Yes, there's the kick, you know, the starting kick. But from then on, it's guys passing the ball back and forth and, you know, eventually throwing the ball over the goal. That's how you score your touchdown. You run from one line, you run from one, you know, from the yard all the way down to the goal, and then you throw the football down usually. Or what some guys do. You don't have to throw the ball. As long as you're on the... I'm not going to explain the rules of football. But as long as you're on the goal. As long as you're there. You've scored a point. Scored a point. It's just really weird that a game... Again, you play with your hands mostly. I mean, there's the kick to open it, but what happens when the guy kicks it? When the guy kicks the ball, another guy grabs it, and then he runs, and he has to run and avoid being tackled by the other players. So, I mean, it's even more like run ball at that way, at that rate. Speed ball. I don't think they'd get away with calling it speed ball, though. Having sex with this guy you really like. You can do this! Makes me think of Persona 5. I'm gonna be sick. Get a grip, Lexi. Did you say anything? No, it's nothing, hon. I'll be right there. Oh, okay, take your time. No rush. So this is comfortable, right?
I think he should have left his underwear on.
I feel very small all of a sudden. Maybe the room is very big. Or the star is... It'll be fine when we get on with it. Grim? Oh, wow. Yeah, he should have kept his underwear on. I think he was rushing things just a little bit. Wow, you look fantastic. And you look very inviting. Let's just get this show on the road. Because holy shit, I do want you. I want you too, Lexi. Ever since Metro, I've been wanting. All this just for you. You're phenomenal. You'll see, phenomenal. And, uh-oh, you're packing. Packing? Decently sized. Decent? What? Okay, that makes perfect sense in the modern era. We can go careful, I mean. No! I mean, let me play with it a bit. It always turns me on. Turns me on so much. Let me get out of these. That's so... Ouch! I'm sorry, I just... Let me... Ah, much better. Wow, I'm impressed. And slightly scared. My turn. You're really... not ready? No touching. Just... fuck me. Fuck me, she says. I want you. I need you. Lexi, there's no rush. Are you sure? I don't want to push this. I want it to be perfect. Fuck me, it will be perfect. Just go, Lexi. Ow. Keep going. This doesn't feel right at all. Lexi, I can't. No, don't stop. Keep going. Fuck me. Treat me like a slut. Ram it in. It'll be perfect. I can't. Everything about this seems wrong. This is not how I want this to be. And I don't think you want it like this either. I fucked it up, didn't I? I just wanted this to be perfect. I really wanted this to work. And it didn't. No, I'm really sorry. Sorry for what? For not stopping earlier. Don't apologize if it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. Earlier tonight, I felt this date started off badly. I tried following the normal date rules of going out, having a meal, talking, and enjoying ourselves. So I tried playing by those rules of how it was meant to be. You know, the date thing. Go somewhere, eat something, look into each other's eyes. Perfect date. And everything felt wrong to me. I picked a spot where you used to eat all the time. Went through the normal conversation topics of past girlfriends. I asked questions where I shouldn't, where you had your mouth full. Dropped the piece of sushi. Then I thought, fuck those rules you set up. Let's just do whatever. Go wherever and see what happens. It became more enjoyable. And maybe you set yourself a rule that sex was supposed to be the perfect ending of this night. Or maybe you live your life by that rule that sex is the deciding element in finding love. But honestly, sex is not love. Yeah, it's true. I know some of you guys don't want to hear it, but it's true. You want me to say it again? But honestly, sex is not love. Let me say that right in your ear. So you're like, Graham, I gotta pull my headphones away if you're listening on headphones. But honestly, sex is not love. There you go. Make sure if I deafen you, at least you got the fucking message. That's the problem with society right now. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? If it feels right or the mood is right, sure. But in reality, the perfect evening doesn't have to end with sex. Absolutely. People don't fucking get this. Why didn't you bang this girl? Because I didn't want to end it with sex, you know? That's the thing. There's so many guys worried about getting laid that they don't even realize you can spend a nice time with a person and have a great date and there's no sex involved. I know. It sounds insane, right? The guy that runs the hentai corner and does the adult stuff is like, hey, it doesn't have to always be about sex. Because it doesn't. Are you telling me that guys don't want sex on a perfect date? Sure we do, but that's just one of the outcomes. And if he demands it, you just might have the wrong partner. Sounds familiar. In all likelihood, a normal date might very well end with going to sleep cuddling. Yes! Did anyone forget about that? Because I sure as fuck didn't. You can do that with women, you know. I mean, it is an option. I think people forget. I think even they have. You know what? I think young women have been brainwashed to think that that's what they're supposed to do anyway. That's why the whole Chad and Tyrone, not saying that that shit didn't happen in older times, but you can't tell me that some of the, there are women out there, at least in my day, that would not go fuck around with somebody else if they had a good date with the partner they cared about, even if they didn't have sex. They wanted to wait until it was a good time to actually have sex. In all likelihood, a normal date might very well end up with going to sleep cuddling. Yes, and I'm not going to scream it again, but you guys get it. Because you're too tired to have sex. Yes, that's a thing. And I understand there's guys like, well, my wife always says, yeah. There's a lot of excuses that women make about sex. I know that. But I'm saying when you're young and you're dating and you had a great fucking time and you, as a man, are wore out and you don't want to have sex. Now, I know there's some men out there, well, not me, I'm always, well, good for you, sir. Not talking about you, Mr. I'm always good, ready to go. I'm talking about the man that worked his ass off and he's like, no, I just want to cuddle with my wife and I don't want no sex or nothing. I just want to fucking close my eyes and relax next to the person that I love. That's what I want. And the person that loves me. You know, that's what the love thing is. I think people fucking forgot that. It got lost in translation. And it wouldn't matter because I'd be falling asleep with my arm around you. Yes, that's a good feeling. After all, it's not about who you go to bed with, but who you wake up to the next morning. Yes! Because how many of these girls are still going to be there? How many guys are still going to be there in the morning? If it feels right, just go with it. Like this. Feels very right to me. Mm-hmm. Me too. Anything wrong? Listen, again, I'm sorry. I should have stopped. I just found the words. Words? Yes, to the song. Please let me sing it for you. As she starts singing, you can't help but focus on her voice, looks. Voice? You're mesmerized by her intimate performance and you cling to every word. Her voice is flawless in any range. The lower notes a husky sexiness. The higher notes full of need. I'm starting to get a feel for how she sounds. She sings about love. About giving her all. Wanting and longing for that feeling. And you realize that she isn't singing about wanting the feeling, but about already having found it. She isn't just singing about love, she's singing about you. You want her, and need her, and she needs you even more. Expectations are the furthest thing from your minds. It couldn't feel more natural. You both know, this time it's perfect. See, now it feels right. Don't you even dare ask. I need you. Ah, just so good. I like that. It's like an old softcore. You still don't see it. And that, well, I mean, now you're going to see it. No. They didn't even show it like that. That's good. That's fucking romantic right there. The guy who made this shit, he knows what he's doing. Because he went into situations they don't go through in porn. Because porn's just fantasy. But when you're actually talking about shit like this, this is when an adult game is important. This is when you have to, like, I mean, when you realize that, hey, women, you know, things need to be right. There's so many women out there that go bang guys or guys that bang girls. And it's just regular sex, you know. It doesn't mean anything. There's nothing important. There's nothing passionate. There's nothing there. And they feel depressed afterwards because nothing happened. It was like doing drugs and coming down from the high. You know, you had a good... I'll tell you what it was like. It's like playing a good song. You know, you play a real good song, you feel great for, what, 3 minutes or four, you know, however long the song is. And then when the song is over, you're back to normal again. I'm not saying you're depressed, but... It didn't last throughout. It's not something that you were like, oh man, like, I gotta play this song again, or I gotta, you know, it makes you think of, I mean, now sometimes there's songs that are that powerful that they have that on the mind, where you're constantly thinking about the song and you enjoy it, or the record, whatever. Same thing with, like, games. You have this high from a game and then you'll go away. But sex is the same way. You go have sex with somebody, and oh yeah, this is great, this is awesome, and then it's over with. But because there's an emotional attachment that goes nowhere, because neither of you are experiencing any more passion, it's just more animal lust, nothing fucking happens. It's just, man, maybe I should have gone further. And then she thinks, oh yeah, but I shouldn't. And then she tries to fill that with another dude. Or you try to fill that with another girl. And that's why nobody's fucking happy. Because everybody's fucking, but nobody's marrying. There's no love. There's no fucking nothing. There's no fucking nothing anymore. You know, that's the problem with society right now. There's no fucking nothing. Doing a lot of fucking, but nothing else. This is how it's supposed to feel like. Yes! It's called making love. There's a, an old... it's not that old. You ever seen Zach and Miri make a porno? Zach and Miri make a porno made a very good fucking point. Because they were basically doing different sex things, and it was just lust like you'd see in a porn. And then there was one where the two were making love. And there's like, oh man, this is really different. Like, it was passionate love. It wasn't just animalistic sex. It was different. And they didn't really want to film it because, oh, they're like really going at it. They're making love here. This is you need to go watch that movie. But that's the difference between having sex and actually making love with somebody. And I don't think people get it. I don't think a lot of people have made love, to be honest. I think they've had sex, I don't think they've made love. And I don't think a lot of people will ever make love. Honestly. Because there's so many people that are just disassociated from it. They can't feel passion with another person. And maybe the system is bringing us to that, to that kind of point to where making love will be something that people just don't do. It's all just sex. It's all commodity, you know? We're all products. You are absolute perfection. You know that, right? Less words, more fucking. And you know what else is great about this? I don't see too much nudity. I know a lot of guys would be like, yeah, but you showed all the City of Broken Dreamers where they're fucking left and right, and there's tits and tits and dicks and asses and vaginas everywhere. This, she didn't even have her tits showing. Like, she's wearing full-on lingerie. That's great. Not everybody has to be completely fucking nude. Like, that's another thing. Leave shit to imagination. I know I sound like a goddamn boomer and I'm almost 40, but it's just like everybody forgot what passion is, what seduction is, what mystery is. You forgot everything. And it takes a game like this to bring that shit back. So, Drifty, you know what you're fucking doing, man. She says, it's unlike anything I've ever felt before. It's wonderful. It's great. You okay back there? I'm having the time of my life. This position is so good. A little more raunchy, but again, I don't see anything. But that one, yeah. Though the hair. I like that. She blows her hair. Oh, fuck it. Language. Fuck language. This is amazing. Now we get into the more porn, you know. Too good. I'm not gonna last long like this. Don't say that. I'm going to... Come with me. Oh no, I'm... Coming! Slipping. Incoming. Hard. Right on her hand. You okay back there? I landed on you. I'm fine. Blows. Drowning in hair, but otherwise fine. That was really something. It seems we got the perfect ending after all. Mm-hmm. What a date. A good reminder to not go by the rules. Just one thing. What's that? No. No what? I'm too exhausted for another round. I wasn't implying. By the feel of it, your friend down there is disagreeing. And he's poking my butt right now. I'm sorry, but you're just too hot and he seems to be agreeing with me. And I didn't mean to suggest a small steps, remember? It's not that I'm a huge fan of anal anyway. You're perfect no matter what. I know lots of guys prefer it, but I'm fine without it. Maybe tomorrow. He changes his mind a little bit. She knew he was full of shit. See, we guys can be full of shit too when it comes to a lot of things. And women can pick up on that. Okay, who is this guy? Oh? Okay, there's a ring. Oh, got another guy coming in. I don't know who these guys are. Oh, shit. Looks like some shit might be going down. The story's about to change. There you are. Son. Oh. Okay. So we finished the next, I don't know what chapter this was, 4 or 5. Bonus scenes unlocked, 4 of 4. Non-romanceable options missed, 0. Flirty level high, romantic level max, medium rather, and athletic level is high. The game consists of 24,455 screens. You've seen 653 of them. I haven't even seen 1,000 screens yet in this game. This game is massive, guys. So much replay value in these. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and save it right here, and well, we'll see where this story goes. Interesting that his son or his father just recognized him. But I hope you guys enjoyed this and my rants. I think I was pretty damn passionate myself about these rants tonight. This game always makes me rant. It just has that effect on me for some reason. Because they just do romance and love so well. And they do communication so well. Like, the writer of this, he really understands how people talk and communicate. And man, it's really good for an adult game. It's better than a lot of porn out there. Like, you can go on Twitter and see just people fucking. But you don't get to see a lot of the other shit, you know? I mean, it's just a show. And I'm not saying they didn't show fucking in the thing, but there was so much more that was going on. Like, the first time they had sex, they're like, you know what? No, this isn't, it's not right. Let's, you know, figure this thing out a little bit. They had to do some talking. They had to kind of set their boundaries. And then it got hot. Then she got interested. Then things got great. It's kind of how that works. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Leap of Faith.